This is ILTA Radio, the source for legal technology practices and ideas to help your career delivered to fit your busy schedule. ILTA Radio, get tuned in.
Welcome to the spring edition of the ILTA podcast, Hopscast. Our guest today is Joshua Wolf. Josh is a litigation technology analyst at Voorhees, Stater, Seymour & Peace, and is based out of Cincinnati. He's joining us today to talk about changing job roles, tackling new challenges head-on, innovation, ILTA, sports, and how they relate to life, and other assorted fun facts. Josh is a newer ILTA member and most recently attended the 2018 ILTACon in National Harbor. We're speaking to Josh today to give our listeners an idea about how ILTA can provide more value to their careers. Recently, Josh listened to an ILTA podcast about switching to a litigation support career. He said he'd been very interested in that possibility for a while, but was pursuing a career in IT management. Josh, tell me a little bit about the email you sent to us at ILTA that precipitated this podcast.
Thanks, Bethann, for having me on. That episode was Get Empowered to Switch to a Litigation Support Career, and it was Amy Bowser Rawlings and Joan Washburn. And it mainly dealt with how paralegals can make the transition to litigation support, but as they were going through all the different character traits and the skills that would make a great fit for the lit support role, it helped me to realize that I had a lot of those skills So it was something that I had been very interested in for a while and finally decided to pursue that career change. And I earned the ACED's eDiscovery Executive Certificate and then realized that there was an opening within the firm for litigation technology position. So I applied and just started last week and very grateful for that recording. It was very instrumental and I'm very grateful for that podcast. It was very instrumental in helping me to make that change, and I'm grateful for all the great content that ILTA continues to put out.
Congratulations on the new role.
Thank you.
So because this is Hopscats, let's run through a few of your stats. Your full name?
Joshua Wolf.
Position?
Litigation technology analyst.
Hometown?
Cincinnati.
Favorite sports team?
For the longest time, that was the Bengals, but finally gave me enough reason to quit on them. So new and exciting sports team that we have in the Cincinnati area is a Major League Soccer team, FC Cincinnati. This is their first year, and I find myself following them a whole lot more now.
Very cool. Favorite hop?
Don't really imbibe often, but drink a lot of cold brew coffee and kombucha, so those are probably my replacements for hops.
That works because ILTA runs on a lot of coffee. Mm-hmm. What's a little known fun fact about you?
When I was in fifth grade, I came six places away from going to the National Spelling Bee that airs on ESPN each year. So, of course, I peaked there, and you wouldn't be able to tell that from some of my emails now. But
well, thank you for joining us. Here's our proverbial glass clink. And today, let's start off with talking about how you got into tech.
So it was early 2000s. I was out of high school, not really sure what I wanted to do, and knew I liked computers a little bit. And so I just made a trade decision to do a job in computers. I had no idea what. I didn't even know what options there were. And I think at that time, that was really evolving. A lot of that was still forming. So I just enrolled in a local community college, Cincinnati State Technical and Community College, and went through their program. They have a great co-op program, so I was placed with the job immediately there. That's out of the school at an architecture and engineering company as their IT guy, and stayed there 6 years and then moved into legal IT after that.
Why do you stay in tech?
Because it's always evolving. There's always new challenges and new applications to the business, and yeah, it's just impossible to stay stagnant when you're in tech. I enjoy the opportunity to always challenge myself.
Challenging and exciting things are always fun and offer incredible learning experiences. Mm-hmm. What type of technology excites you?
Anything that simplifies my life. So for the longest time, it's just any new tech would excite me, and signing up for every single new social network or application and trying to be involved in all of it, and found that really it was getting to the point where technology was taking away from my life. So right now, the things that excite me are the things that really simplify my life and make my life and my job easier.
One of the ongoing themes ILTA has had recently is lessons learned. What's your biggest lesson learned?
I'd say it's empathy. Throughout my career, I've prided myself in having, and you know, like I'd force myself to have sympathy for people when they were experiencing technical difficulty or when they were not really reacting in a way that would that they'd be proud of in their normal day-to-day life. So I'd try to just force myself to imagine what they'd be, what they're going through. But after going through some personal difficulty on my own and seeing how it affected me personally and professionally at different moments of pressure, it's really caused me to be able to empathize a little bit more. And so just focusing more on empathy and knowing what other people are going through and how it could be affecting them. I'm trying to remember that.
I think that empathy and technology are two things that aren't usually paired together, but they have to be, and especially in this arena. Do you have any advice for your previous boss?
I really don't have any for him because I think so highly of him. So I worked for his name is Tom L. Sasser. He's the service desk manager here at Voorhees. I worked for him for 9 years, and he's been at the firm for 30 in a lot of different roles, but he's just always challenged me to be my best and has always provided, not only just challenged me to be my best, a lot of bosses do that where they're demanding or wanting more out of you, but he's always provided the opportunities and the resources to be my best too. So in the role that he's in over the service desk, he's, you know, we're always hiring the best guys that we can in that entry level role, knowing that by hiring good guys, we're going to lose them. But he always did that, and he always continued to invest in us, knowing full well that by doing so, he was allowing us to advance, especially within the firm. So just invested in a lot of lives and has made a big difference in the firm, both personally and professionally. So right now, I count him as a friend and have tremendous respect and hope that I'm half the manager that he is one day. So
again, it goes back to the empathy and technology. Mm-hmm. What do you work toward in your free time?
So in my free time, professionally, what I work towards, you know, I'm always on LinkedIn, trying to follow resources that'll help me to keep up with the field I'm in, and listening to podcasts and audiobooks. I have an hour commute, so that allows a lot of time for those things. And so on a personal level, I've spent a lot of my free time raising, I have 5 kids and a bunch of chickens and geese. And at one time last year, I had 100 chickens. So it's a lot of work. There's never any rest. It doesn't matter what the weather is. And but it's a lot of fun for me and the family, and it's a learning experience for all of us and gives us a chance to do something active and rewarding.
100 chickens sounds like a lot of birds.
Yeah, it is. But yeah, it's fun though.
What are 3 concerns about ILTA's future and your future that keep you up at night? I'm assuming it's not about the chickens.
No. So I've enjoyed a lot of local meetings at ILTA over the last 9 years, and was a fortunate enough to attend a ILTACon last year. So I love those aspects of ILTA. Now it seems maybe I'm just finding it or it's coming across my feed more, but it seems like ILTA is putting a lot of really great content out lately that's been beneficial to me. So those are things I'm really excited about. And then just, I wouldn't call it a concern, but some things related to ILTA in the future that I'm looking at are more volunteer opportunities and just continued involvement in ILTA because of how much it's benefited me. Hope to pass some of that on through me volunteering and contributing to the organization in the future.
We're opening up Volunteer Week shortly, and I think we're going to have more and more opportunities for people like you to come in and grab that seat at the table.
Great.
Other than ILTA, what organizations do you find most useful for your career? We're all about shared learning.
Mm-hmm. So ASEDS has been really beneficial as I've been starting out, and especially their new certificate program, the eDiscovery Executive. That has been really beneficial and allowing me to lay the foundation for the new career in Lit Support, just knowing a lot of the terminology and concepts that I'd hear in passing as a support professional in a law firm, but not really know what a lot of the terms meant. So that's been really good for me. And then Litigation Support Guru, I've been spending some time on. That's Amy Bowser-Rowland's site, and she has a lot of great content. So, and then just a lot of, like I said, a lot of LinkedIn, just random articles and following different organizations and people through there.
Since you just made a move, and congratulations again, what are you working on right now?
So right now I'm just working on learning all the terminology and the tools that are available to me and knowing when to use which one, and everything is new to me every day. So that's my main focus. I'm also wrapping up a data analysis project that I've been working on over the last 9 months for a case. And yeah, that's actually being wrapped up today. So
a day of firsts.
Yeah.
And lasts.
Yeah.
What are you most proud of professionally?
So over the last 4 years, when I first started considering going into lit support, there was a guy that left the firm, Nate Emerson, and he was able to give plenty of advance notice and prepare me for one of the tasks that he performs, which is data analysis for class action lawsuits, especially wage and earning or wage and hour cases. And I'm really proud of that. I had no previous database analysis experience in the past and have been able to learn to write a lot of queries from scratch and become the go-to guy in that field within the firm. And that's, yeah, definitely the thing I'm most proud of.
Josh, thank you so much for taking the time to join us today. Congratulations again on your position. Congratulations on joining ILTA's volunteer ranks. And do you have any last words for us?
No, just thank you for having me on the podcast. And I just want to say thank you to ILTA for all the great content and events that they put out, and look forward to contributing more in the future. So thank you very much.
You've been listening to ILTA Radio. Subscribe to ILTA's podcasts through iTunes or Podbean and get alerted about new recordings. ILTA Radio, get tuned in.